Well, certainly I want to say thank you to all of the members of the intelligence community who have continued for years to search for him to find al-Zawahiri, recognizing his role in the murder of Americans. And you know, this is what makes me proud of the men and women I used to work with within the intelligence community, and particularly within CIA, is there's just such a focus on seeking truth and seeking facts, and knowing that eventually you will find what it is that you're looking for. That's certainly bore out in the multi-year search for Osama bin Laden, and now for the multi-decade search for al-Zawahiri. And so in terms of what comes next, I would defer to those who continue to be area experts on the networks and nodes of al-Qaeda and its offshoots. But it is very, very clear that there isn't necessarily just the next chapter of what comes next for al-Qaeda. Certainly, we see splintering within various different terrorist organizations, and that continues to pose real risks for the United States and our Western allies. But I think the reality that we have been so focused and that we have brought to account and to justice, those who have been the central figures in not just orchestrating, but in fact masterminding the murder of Americans is something that I'm grateful for the work of the men and women of the intelligence agencies who have been focused for years. And at this point, we continue to see threats that exist, but they're in a more dispersed and divided sense. And the world continues to face danger and challenges. And what I have noted at times for those who have a background very different from yours, JJ, but who haven't spent a lot of time kind of immersed in intelligence-related issues is, what's always unknown is, are all the threats that the intelligence community stopped? Are all of the potential attacks that the intelligence community was able to thwart, either overseas or in partnership with law enforcement entities here at home, to keep Americans safe and to keep our partners and allies safe? And so the good work of our intelligence agencies, I think, continue to be a real central point of pride. Particularly in the global war on terror. As much as it's changed, it's not yet complete.
Looking at al-Qaeda, looking at ISIS, looking at what took place in Afghanistan after the Taliban said, no, we're not going to go here, we're not going to do this, but they ended up doing it anyway. What do you think the risk is for the U.S. at this point in terms of terrorism is concerned?
I think what we've seen is that it continues to be a more of a dispersed risk. We see, it sometimes can be classified as lone wolf attacks. We see certainly the reality that on the ground, certain areas in Africa, certainly Syria, Afghanistan, that there are elements and terrorist-related organizations, if not terrorist organizations themselves, that continue to have, frankly, far more power on the ground than the United States. Well, not to speak for the entirety of the country, then I think that most of us are comfortable with, but also the sort of outbound organized efforts to attack Western interests and the United States specifically, thank goodness, is not something that we're seeing currently. And again, that is directly correlative to the strong work of our intelligence community and our partners throughout the world who have worked to fight terrorism, certainly in the region and throughout Europe and across the United States.
Abigail Spanberger, former CIA operative and current member of Congress from Virginia's 7th District. JJ Green, WTOP News.